We are celebrating our 1 year podcast anniversary. And in celebration, and because this lesson is timely with a solar eclipse taking place this week, we are making the full 10-page episode activity guide available to everyone. Download the guide and listen along at erinlynham.com/nattheo30.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author. And I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you.
We are all looking for adventure.
What would you do if, in the middle of the day, you were playing outside, maybe climbing a tree or finding some fun insects or sticks or building with mud and rocks, and suddenly the sun disappeared? What if it was about lunchtime and everything became dark and stars shone in the sky? Would you be confused or scared or curious? I am so excited to tell you my story about the day the sun disappeared. It was one of the most special days of my life, and it was a very important day for my faith because what I experienced taught me a whole lot about God. But before I share that story with you, I want you to raise your hand if you enjoy learning math. I imagine some of you might have your hands raised right now, and others of you might not. I have struggled with math both when I was a young girl and as I've gotten older. But what does math have to do with nature? It ends up quite a lot. Coming soon, we will have a bonus episode for you all about math in nature, and how God created math and then used math to make so many of the things we enjoy in nature, including what we are going to learn about today. So watch for that bonus lesson, which, along with today's lesson, are both brought to you by CTC Math, a company helping kids like you learn to enjoy math. CTC Math is a wonderful online program that helps you master math skills while revisiting those skills often so that you can remember them. CTC Math is a great option whether you homeschool and are looking for a full math program, or you attend a public or charter school but want more instruction on specific skills. Plus, they have a 12-month money-back guarantee, so you can really make sure with confidence that it's the right program for you. Visit ctcmath.com or click on the link in today's show notes. Thank you to CTC Math for making today's lesson possible. And with that, let's dive in to today's topic on solar eclipses. Here's our trail map. First, we are going to look at what happens during a solar eclipse. Then, how did scientists discover solar eclipses? We will learn what a totality zone is and how we can view a solar eclipse. And finally, we will learn how does a solar eclipse reveal God. But first, of course, I have a trivia question for you. How many times bigger is the sun than the moon? Do you think the sun is the same size as the moon? Or maybe twice as big as the moon? Or 10 times as big, or 100 times as big? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's episode. To share what happens during a solar eclipse, it's time to tell you my story. On August 21st of 2017, so about 6.5 years ago, my family and I were at the beach in Newport, Oregon. We had traveled there for a special event called a solar eclipse. Have you ever heard of that term? Let's break it down. Solar means something coming from or having to do with the sun. When you hear solar, think sun. The word eclipse means something moving in front of or blocking out something else. A solar eclipse happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, so it is perfectly positioned between us and the sun. And that means it actually blocks our view of the sun. On that morning of August 21st, 2017, I didn't know very much about a solar eclipse. I also really didn't know what to expect or what we would experience. We were just finishing up breakfast right before 10 o'clock in the morning as the solar eclipse began. We climbed up on a sandy hill so we could see what was happening. At first, we didn't really see much happening with the sun. But what we did see was the fog, which had been moving out toward the ocean as the day got warmer. It reversed direction. Suddenly, the fog was rushing back in toward us. Now, to understand what happened next, we need to remember what makes a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse happens when the moon, which moves in an orbit or a path around our planet Earth, is perfectly positioned between us and the sun, blocking out our view of the sun. Now think about that. What does the sun give us? The sun gives us light and warmth. As the moon continued to move in front of the sun, the temperature around us dropped. My husband had to run and go and get our sweaters because it became so cold outside. We had special glasses called eclipse glasses, which allowed us to carefully look at the sun. Through those glasses, we could see the shape of the moon beginning to block out part of the sun. As the moon moved completely in front of the sun, the sea lions down by the docks began making a whole lot of noise. And the gulls, the birds of the ocean, they began making a racket as well. You see, the animals were confused. Why in the middle of the morning was it getting cold and dark out? And then, listeners, at 10:15 in the morning, the moon was perfectly positioned in front of the sun. The sky felt dark, like a night sky. We could actually see stars shining. I was breathless, completely in awe. It was one of the most amazing things I have ever experienced. My son, who was 4 years old at the time, asked me, "How does God do that?" The sky stayed like that for 1 minute and 45 seconds. Then, slowly, the moon continued on its orbit and began moving out of the way of the sun. Slowly, the sky and everything around us began returning to normal. But I did not. You see, that experience changed me. My son had the right question that day. How does God do that? When we saw the solar eclipse, I knew that we were watching an incredible design. But how exactly did scientists learn about the design of a solar eclipse? Think back to the question we opened today's episode with. What would you do if you were simply playing outside and the daytime sky became dark as night? Would you be frightened? That was a reality for many people who experience solar eclipses but had no understanding of what they are. Thankfully, over the past several hundreds of years, scientists have learned a whole lot about how our solar system works, including solar eclipses. But wait, real quick, what is our solar system? Our solar system is the collection of eight planets and their moons, along with our sun. all of these are bound together or kind of tied together by this invisible force called gravity. Our solar system is a special place within the universe. For a long time throughout history, when these eclipses, along with another type of eclipse that happens at night called a lunar eclipse, would happen and change the sky, people thought it was a bad omen, kind of like a sign that something bad was going to happen. Basically, they were superstitious. There were a whole lot of bad ideas floating around and all of these myths about eclipses. Some cultures believed that, get this, dragons or fire dogs were eating the sun or the moon. Thankfully, through the hard work of scientists and the guiding hand of God, we have a better understanding of eclipses today. Those ideas about bad luck and sun-eating dragons began to look, well, a little bit silly as scientists discovered how planets and moons and the sun are positioned and move within our solar system. Here are two of the main big discoveries that they made. First, they discovered that the sun is at the center of our solar system. For a long time, people had believed that Earth and us on it were at the center of the solar system, kind of like the core inside of an apple. But we are not. The sun is. Secondly, they discovered that the moon orbits or moves around the Earth, not in a perfect circle, but instead in an ellipse. Do you know what an ellipse is? An ellipse is like an oval shape. Picture an egg. So the moon has this elliptical orbit moving in a sort of oval path around Earth. And the Earth also orbits or moves around the sun in an oval elliptical path. Basically, there are a lot of invisible ovals in space. With discoveries like this, scientists who specialize in space called astronomers and scientists specializing in math called mathematicians got to work. They were able to do some very important math while using maps of the night sky. And you know what they found? Patterns. They discovered that solar eclipses are not random, scary events. Instead, they operate within an order. Scientists tested these patterns by using their math to look backward in time. Not physically, like looking through special time travel glasses, but they looked at history. Many cultures kept records of when eclipses happened, and the math found that eclipses happened right when these cultures wrote down or drew that they had. Using the same math, scientists can now know when eclipses will happen in the future. Because remember, eclipses are not random. They have order and pattern, just like so many other things in our universe and in nature. This is how my family knew right when to be watching on August 21st, 2017. It's also how we can know when the next solar eclipse will happen. In fact, if you're listening to this episode when it airs, there is a solar eclipse coming up this week on April 8th, 2024. However, to experience a solar eclipse like my family did in 2017, it's not only about knowing when to be watching, but from where. That is another thing that makes seeing a solar eclipse so special. Sometimes you have to take a trip to really experience it. You have to go to what is called a totality zone. You see, when a solar eclipse takes place, there is a narrow, invisible band, like a path, across the Earth called a totality zone. It is in that zone that you can have a perfect view of a solar eclipse, like my story that I shared with you earlier. Now, if you are not in that totality zone, you can still experience the eclipse, but it won't be anything like what I explained in my story. Instead, depending on where you are, the day might just get a little bit dimmer and colder. So, listener, if you can, be sure to make it to a totality zone. Thankfully, because of all that important math scientists figured out, they can also tell us where the totality path is for each solar eclipse. If you are using the Nat Theo Club activity guide, you can view an image of the totality zone for this week's eclipse. You can also find those maps online. Now, whether you're in a totality zone or not, you are going to need special glasses called eclipse glasses. Be sure to order or go buy some soon because they often sell out. You can also ask your local library if they have any available. Now listen, because this is very important. Do not look at the sun without these special eclipse glasses. Looking at the sun, even when it is partially blocked out by the moon, is very dangerous and can damage your eyes. When we watched the total solar eclipse, we even taped paper plates around our glasses and cut out places for the eyeglasses to further protect our eyesight. Here are a couple of other tips for solar eclipse viewing. First, remember to bring a sweater because it can get chilly. Also, don't try to take photos. Maybe snap one photo of your family watching the eclipse to remember this special event, but cameras really cannot capture the wonder of what is happening. Leave that to special eclipse photographers. Instead, just fully enjoy the experience and wonder. And most importantly, as you watch this incredible event, consider the same question my son asked. How does God do that? Listeners, solar eclipses are not just really cool to see. They are also very important in the universe and in our history. Solar eclipses have helped scientists crack many codes and solve many mysteries about how our solar system works. I believe God has helped scientists figure these things out so that we can better understand our Creator. And get this, solar eclipses won't always happen. You see, the moon is very slowly moving away from the Earth. Its orbit is expanding, meaning that the oval path that it travels around Earth is getting bigger and farther away. But don't worry, this is happening very slowly. And remember, our Earth is temporary. God is making a new heaven and new earth where we can live with Him forever. But remember, for a solar eclipse to happen, the moon has to be perfectly positioned between Earth and the sun. So as the moon moves farther away from Earth, it will no longer perfectly block out the sun. If you are using the Nat Theo Club activity guide, you can cut out the eclipse activity we included to see this in action. And if you would like access to that activity guide and activity guides for all of our episodes, you can join the Nat Theo Club at erinlynam.com/nattheo or at the link in today's show notes. So solar eclipses are temporary, and God just so happened to make them visible during the time on Earth when humans live and can discover them. It is all a part of His beautiful plan to help us study His designs and discover Him through what He has made. Consider Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies announce what His hands have made. I believe that God dialed in the pattern of eclipses as a sort of clue system to help curious and smart scientists to observe, calculate, and use these eclipses to make incredible discoveries about what God has made. You know, one of my favorite things eclipses have shown us is just how orderly the universe is. I can't imagine seeing an eclipse without knowing how they worked and that they are a part of a bigger pattern and plan. That would be really scary. Instead, when I see an eclipse, whether it's a total solar eclipse from a totality zone, or a partial solar eclipse from outside the totality zone, or a more common lunar eclipse, I can remember that God is not a God of chaos, confusion, or fear. Instead, He is a God of order. He has patterns and a plan. He is a grand designer. And get this, He holds all things together. Listen to one of my favorite passages from Colossians 1:16-17. For in Him, that is Jesus, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things. And listen carefully, in Him, all things hold together. Listeners, sometimes in our lives, it can feel like everything is falling apart. Things don't always go how we want them to, and we cannot control certain circumstances or things that happen to us or those we love. Life can be scary and hard, but remember this, the same God who holds the galaxies together, who powerfully created such a big and amazing universe and dialed in the details like eclipses, is also holding together the details of your life. He is in control and He loves you. Yes, hard things will happen, but you can trust in Him. Remember Isaiah 41:10, so don't worry because I am with you. Don't be afraid because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you. The same God who holds all things together is supporting you with His loving hand. Do you remember our trivia question? How much bigger is the sun than the moon? The sun is about 400 times as big as the moon. Then why do they look about the same size in the sky? Because the sun is much, much further away from us than the moon is. It's kind of like when you see an airplane in the sky. You know the plane is very large, but the further up in the sky it is, the smaller it looks. Now it's your turn to explore. Go admire the sky and learn something new. Maybe watch and sketch the clouds, enjoy a sunset, or with permission, stay up and watch the moon rise. Enjoy how the sky changes throughout the day and remember Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God and the skies announce what His hands have made. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with a friend and be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen.